What's up, guys? Welcome to another book review here on my channel. Today, we are reviewing Life, Truth, Love, Loss, Suffer, Success, and Failure. That's the short title. It goes on to be quotes and advice from a father to his kids to win in life. So it's a long title. But if you search for the author, who is Albert Butler, it's a whole lot easier to find than to type in all those words into Amazon. Albert Brother, that's the title choice was complex, dude, for search. Full disclosure, I have interviewed Albert on my show. He did not ask me to do a review. He did send me a copy of the book because we were talking about the book after the show. But there has been no compensation. There's no, hey, if you do this, there's no quid pro quo. I told him that I was interested in buying the book and asked him where I could buy it after we finished recording. And he volunteered to send it to me. So I'm grateful for that. But as you guys know, I like to share great books with you. So today we are going through Albert Butler's book, Life, Truth, Love, Loss, Success, and Failure. Quotes and advice from a father to his kids to win in life. Like I said, super long title, guys. To actually review this book, we're going to have to sidestep because this is not like a lot of the books I review. I tend to review a lot of business books, a lot of personal development books, a lot of relationship books. And you could call this, I guess, a personal development book. But the reason this is complex is this doesn't work like a normal book. In fact, that actually threw me when I first got the book and started reading it. I actually figured out I was screwing myself up trying to read the book the way I was reading it. And I was several chapters in before I was like, this doesn't quite work. Because this book does not break down like a book, normal book. So I guess in best description, I can say this book works a lot more like, more effectively, I should say, as maybe like a weekly devotional thought or a daily devotional thought. The chapters are really short, but there's a lot of intense value and wisdom to each chapter. And is actually meant to be read more like a reference book. Yeah, you can go and learn all of the knowledge that's in it, and you should. But Albert unpacks some really big, generationally valuable principles in this book, in the intent of passing on wisdom to his children. Because at every age, you were not necessarily ready and open to the inherent wisdom that someone in your life might be able to pass on to you, right? My 11-year-old is not ready for some of the things I could pass on to her because her brain and her understanding of life are just not at a place where I can pass on all the wisdom I've learned over the years. Does that make sense? So after his father passed away, Albert realized that there were things he wanted to teach his children, think principles he wanted them to know and understand that they weren't necessarily ready at this moment to understand them. But after losing his father, he realized that he may not always be around for when they are ready, and he wanted to put this down. So the entire book was written as a memoir from his father, from this father to his children, to pass down generations of knowledge, the wisdom he had learned from his family over the years and over the generations, and the wisdom that he had gained in his own life experience. This was written down to convey that wisdom to people when they were ready for it. So it's not a standard chapter book. It's not going to read like a standard self-help book once you understand that, you can avoid the trap I made or the mistake I made and the trap I fell into of just trying to read the book. If you are a person who is good at taking away knowledge from books, there is a lot of value to each chapter. And you can spend some time digesting it. Even though it's a short chapter, you can bear to spend some time working through all of what's in there. And if you just try and read it chapter after chapter after chapter, your brain's just not going to be able to hold on to all the ideas and principles shared. So right off the bat, be smart. Don't try and read this like a chapter book. Because you'll miss a lot of the value that's there. With that said, the chapters don't break down like a normal chapter book would. Each chapter starts with a particular subject matter. For example, chapter 6 starts with truth. Chapter is about truth. Each chapter then starts with some scriptural verses, some scriptures from the Bible, because Albert is a man of faith. And he has raised his family in a household of faith. And so he started with scriptural foundation because it's, to him, very important. That's the foundation for his life and life he's tried to raise his children with. So it starts with some scripture talking about the subject. And then Albert goes on to share multiple quotes that he has found particularly valuable to him in his life as he pursued those topics, as he learned and grew in those topics, quotes that have helped guide him to understand those better and to apply them better to his life. And then he moves into the final section of the chapter, which is the bulk of the chapter, which is called Fatherly Advice. And Albert shares how these things have shaped his life, how they have helped him to succeed, and how you can take these things and apply them to your lives and actually use them to help yourself and your own life become more successful at what you're trying to do. So you have an understanding of why it's there, how it's valuable, and how you actually can apply this to your life and use it as guidance in your life. Also, each chapter has a very lovely illustration right at the beginning. It looks like a hand-drawn illustration. So as you can see, like, it's most chapters are between 4 to 7 pages long. You can see how and read like a normal book now that you understand the breakdown of the chapter. There is a lot of value in this. I'm going to tell you guys right off the bat, you know, this is a 5-star review. Once I understood how to read the book. Once I understood how to break it down and actually read it and go through it, and I stopped trying to rush through things and just read like a chapter book, it took me a couple chapters to figure that out. I'm a little slow sometimes. But there's a lot of value in this. He only jumps after 12 foundational principles, but they are the 12 foundational principles that he applies in his own life. This is things, something he walks, not something he just says, oh, you should do this. No, this is principles he uses and applies in his lives, that's good English, in his life, that he has found to have value and to actually guide him well in this world. So you're going to jump into 13 principles. I said 12, I think. And a little more. The book's about 140 some odd pages long. It comes in audiobook, hardcover, or paperback. I have a hardcover copy of it. It's beautiful hard binding. I like hardcovers. But this is a book that is going to have value for anyone. This is something I plan on sharing with my children. After talking to the man on my podcast and now reading this book, I didn't read anything here that I wouldn't share with my children. It never occurred to me to try and put things down in a book like this. But these are all principles I would share with my children. These are all principles that I believe would benefit my children. As a father, I'm trying to teach them anyway. And so this is a good reference book. Like I said, he put it down so it wouldn't be lost in case something happened to him. And because your children are not necessarily ready when you are to share this information. Sometimes you've got to get some life experience before you can understand some of these concepts. They're big concepts. And now I know from talking to him, his children have read this. His children's friends have read this. This is a very valuable ad for anyone who is looking for some really solid advice in their life. Albert doesn't spin useless pages adding fluff. He doesn't spin a bunch of gushy, useless crap in there to pad the book page number count. He just got straight down to, this is how I see it. This is how I believe it. This is why I believe it. This is how it works. This is how it's affected my life and how you can apply it to your life. It's very to the point. But like I said, you can, with all that in there, it's very easy to, you need to dwell on the chapters. So I absolutely recommend this book. I think this would be a great value add for almost anybody, that you would find a lot of wisdom in there. This is one that I finished reading a while ago. My voice is pretty shot right now. Something you can hear if you listen to the podcast. This is not what I normally sound like. But I've been keeping it around my desk because I find it has useful advice. Even at 46, it has useful advice, right? To go through and be able to quickly reference some insights from a man I respect, that I appreciate his insights and ideas, that we share a lot of common ground on anyway, to go and get it from his perspective and look at it from a different angle on something I'm already thinking about even. So I'm keeping this one close to my desk. I think it's a great, great value. Whether you want to just hit it sparingly as a reference advice book, or whether you never had a good mentor to teach you some really foundational pillars in life, this is going to add value to you either way. So you guys should absolutely check out this book. I'll have, of course, a link to Amazon. I don't get any money for sharing this. I don't get any commissions. I'm not an Amazon affiliate or anything, but this is a great, book. It's a very different kind of book, but it's a great book, and you guys should absolutely check it out. And I'll have this review linked to my interview with Albert. So if you want to get an idea of who Albert is before you buy the book, I guarantee once you listen to the podcast or watch the podcast on YouTube or Rumble or whatever, you're going to want to go buy the book, because once you see the kind of man he seems to be and see how genuine he is and the intention behind this book and the heart behind this book, you're going to want to read it even more than what I can explain here. So guys, check it out. 5 stars. Catch you later.